got a few notes from last night's talks and people wondering about memories and the past. When we are questioning time, future and anticipation, memories and past, it does not mean that we are aiming at not being able to use them anymore, that we try to get rid completely of past and future, and not to plan anything, not to consider the past, to maybe learn something from it. It's not the point. Although in the practice we're exploring something different. The problem is when we don't know how to be present. And it's certainly something that is less, much less being experienced than being lost in past and future. I don't think people need to learn that. We don't need to teach anyone to be lost in past and future. But suddenly to discover the dimension of being fully present, this is something much less common. So in our exploration, we try to discover something that is not so much known and that we don't experience so often. But it's not that suddenly we should live a daily life where we'll not be able to use anymore memories and anticipation. But we should be able to use them when so that there's translation there.
Yeah.
See, I hope you remember what I said. So we are not fighting against memory or anticipation. We are just trying to explore what will be a dimension of being fully present. To discover new territory doesn't mean that all our way of experiencing the past or capacity or the future way to take information from the past, and also to be careful about what we plan in the future. It doesn't mean we should lose those capacities. But the problem is when we are confused about reality, when we believe that a memory is reality, then there's a confusion. Then we are lost. And we may say, who cares? It doesn't matter. But it also brings a lot of frustration and suffering. That why it matters. I met the other day a woman in Geneva. She traveled with me in Bhutan, I think 25 years ago, and lost her husband 5 years later. But since 20 years, she's speaking about her husband as if he still is alive. So she has not really got that the situation is quite different. She's not mentally disturbed. She will not buy food for her husband. But still, I think in her mind, she has not let go of this past. And that, of course, in a sense, did not allow her to live fully those last 20 years, because there was this kind of non-being being here that there was some confusion about. When yesterday I quote Pessoa, when he said the memories are nothing, he means they are not true reality. And he's not inventing anything, actually. Just saying something that we all know, and any philosopher or scientist would know. Just to realize that we can, if I consider, I don't know, my past year to try to see, maybe I did too much, maybe not enough. I mean, in a matter of how many teaching, how many retreat I led, maybe it was too much, I was too tired. So I'm of course considering the past, but I'm not lost. Suddenly I don't believe I am in the past. But I could dream about my last holidays, and then suddenly be lost in it. And just have this living my life mostly in memories like this woman, or maybe like some people in anticipation, always waiting for this big happening, the meeting of the love of my life, or maybe getting the money from the, I don't know, lottery or something like that. So here again, it will be waiting for the love of my life. Maybe I don't see the beautiful person around me because I have some kind of expectation there that I will never meet. And just in this sense, I may not live my life. So it's about, if we are in our meditation, if we are exploring to be present, it is because we want to be in touch with reality. It's not because present has some kind of mystical dimension. We try to explore reality and to know it for what it is. Because the confusion about reality is that which is binding us, that which finally brings suffering. And that's why we are exploring this dimension of presence. Not because we should lose the capacity to learn from past or to plan future. Not to lose this capacity, but not to lose oneself in those capacities. Like a chess player, or chess player can be lost in the game. That's fine, and let's hope they enjoy it. But when we are lost in the past or lost in the future, constantly, then we are never in our life. So that was the point. Just a few clarifications. So let's sit down and close your eyes. So again, before you start to meditate, just be aware of what's happening. How do you feel? What's happening within you? Just being aware. How do you feel? Not to analyze it, not to judge it, but to feel it, to experience it. Usually we are satisfied just by recognizing it. I can give it a name, and then I want to go on something else. But we need to taste it. A little bit when we're in a hurry and we eat food without tasting it really. We know that we are eating or we were eating whatever, potatoes, hummus or whatever, but we did not really taste it. So in our experience, to really taste what's happening right there. What is it I'm experiencing now? Yeah, agitation, impatience or quietness. Joy, tranquility. And how does it taste? Not clinging to an image of it, not clinging to the name of it, but fully experiencing it. Am I okay with what's happening right now? Or maybe not, I want something else. So I resist it. I want to push it away. I would like something other that I try to bring forth. So I can be aware of being in this resisting experience. And reaching out for something else. It's happening right now. Whatever, let's just be aware of what's happening and our attitude. We can be open to what's happening right now, or maybe not. It does not matter, but we need to be aware if we are open or not. Feel the presence of the body. It's a fantastic dimension of our human experience, our human life, to exist concretely. You can feel the presence of the body in its density, vibration, temperature. Not so much the image of the body, but the weight of the body. Maybe we can feel what's happening in the abdomen and the chest. We also feel the impact of breathing, not only in front, but on the side also, because there is also there a movement happening. Just experiencing it. Maybe feeling the weight of our hand and arm can feel. If we let it rest on our knee, on our leg, can feel the weight of the hand and the arm. Need to cling to the image of the hand or arm, but really to feel the weight or the temperature. Maybe it's also changing little by little. Our hand is resting maybe more and more on the knee, can feel the weight, the density of the hand and arm. Or for some, just experiencing the whole of the body, the presence of the whole of the body. Being aware, how you feel in this experience. Would like something else, or if it is fine with that. An experience, and maybe a thought, it is fine with that, or maybe I thought it is not fine and I like something else, but this is happening now. Being aware of our experience and the way we relate to them in a relaxed way with sensitivity and light. We don't need to force anything, we don't need to force the way we are breathing to feel it more. Discovering that which is already here.
Mm-hmm.